Side a sports salute to Kenyan athlete Dennis Kimeto, who smashed the world record for the marathon on Sunday in Berlin, Germany. The 30-year-old Kimeto became the first man to finish a marathon in under 2 hours and 3 minutes. He hit the tape in the German capital in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. Kimeto knocked 26 seconds off the previous record set by another Kenyan, Wilson Kipsang, in Berlin last year. Meanwhile, the second-place finisher in Berlin, Kenya's Emmanuel Mutai, also beat the previous mark, clocking 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 13 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with the new marathon world record holder, Dennis Kimeto. Here's Andy.
We're talking with a man who's just made marathon history, Dennis Kimeto, who has won the BMW Berlin Marathon 2014. Not only has he won it, not only has he broken the world record, he is the first man ever to break 2 hours and 3 minutes for the marathon. Dennis, first question, very simple. How does it feel to make history in the marathon?
I'm feeling good for this race. For now, I am happy for a world record.
Is this a dream for you? You know, you've only been running for, what, 6 years? Is it a dream come true?
Yeah, but now it's running for just 9 marathon. But I am happy and I expected to put again world record.
In the race, did you think, were you confident that you could break the world record?
Yeah, in the race, you will see the people inside. He was cheering me, but I think he was. Mine was it. I put the world record.
You know, people have talked. When will 2 hours 3 minutes be broken? And most people thought, well, a few years away, not now. But for you, you seem so relaxed and confident about it. Is that true, that your training was so good that you thought you could do this?
Yeah, after that, I trained good.
Just one more question, Dennis. You're now the world record holder. Do you think, and you're still quite young, do you think, especially in your running career, do you think you can break the world record again?
Yeah, I expected to run record again. Maybe next year I will come here to put again the world record.
Well, fantastic. I think all of us just stand back in awe of what you've achieved. Dennis Kimeto of Kenya, the new world record holder and champion of the BMW Berlin Marathon 2014. Dennis, fantastic day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ethiopia's Terfi Sagaye set a personal best in winning the women's title at the Berlin Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 18 seconds. Terfi's training partner, Ethiopian countrywoman Fesa Tedessa, was the second woman across the line, 9 seconds back. And American Shalane Flanagan was third in a personal best of 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 14 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Shalane after the race. Once again, here's Andy.
We're talking with Shalane Flanagan from the USA, of course, who has finished third in the BMW Berlin Marathon. With kind of mixed emotions, because you were looking so good. You're on course to break Dina Caster's US record, looking at that 2:19 territory until, well, more than 20 kilometres. You still run a personal best and finished third, so you can't say the wheels fell off. What have you learnt from today?
Yeah, I mean, today's performance puts me number two all-time as an American, surpassed all of Dina's 221s and Joan Benoit Samuelson. So there's been, I surpassed some really amazing women, so I can't be too sad about that. I definitely have to figure out how I can close better, but maybe it's just something more experience. I was hoping to go from 222 all the way down to 219, so maybe that was an aggressive goal, but I think it's important to push myself to set those really big goals in order to just commit to the training and not be afraid of it. I certainly wasn't afraid of committing to such a fast race, but it was also just really tough and not very enjoyable the last mile. So.
Aggression, nobody could accuse you of lacking aggression or commitment, because as you were making in the press conference just now, this year you've improved your PB by some 4 minutes. If you take into account Boston, where you went out very strongly for over 30K, and now here. So can you perhaps develop the latter stage of your race?
That's something to figure out. I don't know if it's just lack of something in training, or if I need to mentally be tougher for some reason, but maybe it's a combination of both. I need to just mentally tell myself I need to run faster. I don't know, but my legs don't seem to respond. But at the end of the day, I believe that I have what it takes, and I'll work on those.
It must be difficult, because in one sense it's all about trying, the commitment in training hard, but this is a danger. Sometimes people try too hard. I mean, I know it's easy for an elderly athletics journalist to say that, but you know what I'm getting at. You know, it's that sometimes things may happen when you almost don't expect it.
True. I've had that happen myself and numerous times in my career, where my expectations were quite low and I surpassed them like with flying colors. So, I think I'm always open to the possibility of some excellence, and today was still an excellent showing. And, maybe in the future marathons, I won't maybe be as aggressive, and something fabulous could happen. So we'll see.
And just thinking ahead to, in terms of championships next couple of years, or next year, World Championships Beijing in 2015, and of course Rio, the Olympics 2016. Would that feature on your horizons, or are you really thinking about those American records where, nobody expects really on the whole to set national records in championship races, not least because they're usually they are always in the supper, and as you say, hot. Beijing, hot. Rio, hot.
I don't plan on running the marathon in Beijing at all. I would rather just go back to the track and kind of get back to those turning the wheels over a little bit. But for sure, Rio, would love to be in the marathon. I can't expect fast times out of those kind of scenarios because of the championship style and the warm conditions. It's all about just executing a really excellent race and racing your competition.
Well, Shalane, we wish you all the best for the future. It's been quite a day for the marathon all round in Berlin, and you certainly contributed to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Voice of America,
VOA. This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. President Obama will honor the 2013 Major League Soccer Cup champion Sporting Kansas City Club at the White House here in Washington on Wednesday. The ceremony will take place 2 days before Sporting Kansas City plays DC United Club at RFK Stadium here in Washington. With the Major League Soccer playoffs just around the corner, let's take a look at the league standings. DC United leads the Eastern Conference with 51 points from 30 matches. The New England Revolution and Sporting Kansas City are next on the table. Both clubs have 45 points from 30 matches. Turning to the Western Conference in MLS, the Seattle Sounders and the Los Angeles Galaxy top the table with 57 points each from 30 matches. The Sounders and the Galaxy have already clinched playoff berths. And a reminder for our many VOA football fans in Nigeria, the Sounders are the club that Obafemi Martins plays for. Obafemi is having an excellent season for Seattle. He had two goals Saturday in a 4-2 victory over Chivas USA. That's a club based near Los Angeles, California. The veteran Nigerian striker now has 15 goals for the season. British striker Bradley Wright Phillips of the New York Red Bulls is the leading scorer in Major League Soccer this season with 24 goals. VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Monday, you'll see a photo of Kenyan athlete Dennis Kimeto, the new world record holder in the marathon. As I mentioned, Kimeto clocked 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds on Sunday at the Berlin Marathon. Dennis has his thumb up in the Facebook photo, and my caption reads, "Thumbs up, Dennis." Let's check out a few Facebook comments reacting to Kimeto's record achievement. George Otieno, a proud graduate of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Nairobi, says simply, "Another Kenyan does us proud." My friend Todd, the Tractor Gothberg, writing from the USA, describes Kimeto's record in Berlin as an epic run. And Anthony Chima, writing from Kaduna, Nigeria, says big congrats to Dennis. Anthony also wonders if he can get a big shout-out on the show. Here's a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Anthony Chima.